We're here at podtech.net at the Thai Conference with an interview with the CEO of Cadence, Mike Pfister. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We're here at ThaiCon, and you're giving a big talk and talking to the folks here in the Indian community and tech community here in Silicon Valley. You guys are a huge company. You're involved in all the top players, chip manufacturers. What's on your mind these days, and what's happening with the company, and what are you talking about?
Yeah, I've been in the company about 2 years now, and after a long career at Intel, and that was one of the best parts of my life, and I think we're just about to do that even one better, to tell you the truth. You know, when you come out of a big semiconductor company, especially one that's been driving Moore's Law for so long, I'm afraid that that could slow and not maybe even stop. And that's the passion that we have, to try to help continue to drive that. And it's not such a philosophical bent or one based on financial explosiveness, although I think those are both elements of it. But it really is persisting the semiconductor economics machine. And what you get is so many people now not just building big digital or big analog chips, but the mixed signal, that is complicated stuff. Trying to figure out how to blend those so that you can drive time to market, it doesn't take five spins of a semiconductor to do that, is a really, really complicated thing. And so that's a lot of what spurs us to get into it. I think, you know, there's also an efficiency element to that. Even the biggest companies in the world don't really, I think, want to invest time reinventing the wheel. We have over 2,000 developers and a lot of experts, I think the expertise in the field. And there's an efficiency born of depending on a foundation of technology, just like people depended on the foundation of Intel Instruction Set or Microsoft Operating Environment or Oracle Database. And that's what we're out trying to do. We do that with kit orientation. It's kind of analogous to a software stack. Less sophisticated customers buy way up the stack. The most sophisticated customers buy down the stack. It's all okay.
Well, you've been at Intel, obviously. You rode the Moore's Law. You saw that from your lens. Now you're at Cadence, looking at now a diverse chip manufacturer base. That being said, what are the challenges in the market?
Yeah, you know, I came into the company and the industry trying to drive three big customer careabouts. Productivity, time to market, or manage complexity. And probably you can imagine that Intel guys know a lot about all those kind of things. And so do a lot of our other customers. Everyone faces that. And it's not so much that it's just trying to execute, but the bar, so-called abstraction, keeps moving up. Today on a typical device, everything is treated as a platform as opposed to just a chip. If you can't build the surround around it for integration on the printed circuit board, the application or the driver that has to run on it, it slows the ability for the market to accept your device. Certainly microprocessors are that way, but everyone who builds a system on a chip is that way. And what that means is it has a lot of soft content as opposed to just logic, whether the logic be fixed digital or analog mixed logic. And so, you know, that migration is a lot of what drives people to complexity, because they don't know how to
do
that.
It's a new complexity.
Absolutely. And you know, I remember the last year I was at Intel, we added 1,000 guys in the software side of the business on purpose. I mean, we were forward-looking to try to get ahead of that trend.
But it's not traditional software. It's guys who really know microcoding as well as understand the physical logic. Are they out there? I mean, is this a new breed of developers? Talk about that. It's shift.
Well, you know, as strange as it was, I'm a computer designer and who just happened to use semiconductors for a long, long time. It's kind of my artist palette, I suppose, to speak. And I think the system design element is even more prevalent than semiconductor designers. You know, that's a relatively fixed pool of people. And, boy, for spending, I could think, most of my life doing it, that pool hasn't appreciably grown in the last years, and I don't think it will. So what we're trying to do, and I think what drives that Moore's Law effect forward, and even worked at Intel, was building abstractions so that you didn't have to become an expert about every nuance. You didn't have to become an expert at every nuance of physics or process technology or layout interconnect or something. And in the managed complexity bent, turns out that you almost have to do that because no human can comprehend what's on any of these big chips. If you put a billion transistors on a chip, and that's already commonplace on the biggest digital devices in the world, even the smartest guys on the planet can't understand the notional element of all those things. And so automation is the only way out of it. And I think a calculated move of applying automation and moving up that abstraction will keep the semiconductor machine going.
You're a competitive guy. You're a cycler. You used to be a competitive cyclist. You love sports. Being a competitive guy, Cadence is in the middle of all the action. How do you guys do it? How do you stay neutral? You're dealing with everybody, and it's changing.
Yeah, I tell you what, and it's going to sound kind of like a cliche to you. Customers are our first priority. And when you have that clarity of focus, it isn't so much about beating somebody else. It's about serving a customer and helping them either be, as I said, productive, efficient, manage time, help them with time to market, or manage complexity. When you do that with excellence, you can't help but succeed. And the way we drive the company is we are the leader in the EDA industry. In the last 2 years, we've taken a big transition from kind of number two to solidly number one, probably 30% bigger than our largest competitor. That was because we did what leaders do. We set a roadmap out, told people where we're going. Some of these things that have got at least 2 year cycles. Some of the developments are 5 year cycles. And when you do that, you've got to be good, because if you don't execute, you get killed. But that's what makes us competitive. And I tell our team, if we do what we said we're going to do, that's all we got to do. I don't care what anyone else does. You have to be that confident. It really syncs with a lot of our customers. Think about it. You know, the semiconductor industry, look how many new CEOs there are. Michelle Meyer at Freescale, Franz von Houten at Philips, Carlo Bozzotti at ST. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
What does that mean? A new breed, a new generation? Are we in that generation?
I think what it means is that people, if they have to change. I used to have a saying at Intel. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over the same way and hoping for a different result. Come on, true. And Freescale was a huge consolidation. I tell people that is a sign of a very progressive, forward-looking management team. That's a compliment to Michelle and his gang. And I think they really integrate that. Our passion is to try to help the rest of the world integrate that as much as possible. Because that, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, there isn't enough engineers to go around. Kind of back to your previous point.
Yeah, that's the competitive strategy move. Just, satisfy the customers. In Tycon, we're here, obviously, big crowd, big developers. Talk about the chip design business, obviously the global role. Everyone talks about, is it going offshore? Obviously, with software being a big part of it, that's an interesting mix. It's always been a Silicon Valley thing. Talk about the global role, Silicon Valley connection.
Yeah, Silicon Valley, as a Silicon Valley guy, it'll never not be prominent. I think we have some of the best people in the world here, and especially experientially. And that is not trying to, not appreciate the guys on the Northeast. I mean, the guys who came out of DEC are still the lineage of a lot of computer drive and IBM. Just unbelievable. That said, when you go around the world to India or China in particular, you have incredibly, incredibly highly educated people. Masters, PhDs, commonplace, not a lot of semiconductor experience. And I think you have to realize that. What it means is it's hard for those people to recreate the wheel. And I think sometimes in the Valley, we become too reliant on our history, and we're a little bit NIH, a little bit, reinvent the wheel. We kind of like that.
You can go insane. You can do the same things
absolutely.
Over and over again.
Absolutely. So move up the abstraction. And I think the reason that we're aggressive in places in the world like this, it's an outlet to show the world how to be more competitive or effective. And I think it'll set a heartbeat for not only those parts of the world to evolve, but also for the rest of us too. And it's a great pleasure to do that.
Final question. I know you got to run. Really appreciate your time. Mike Pfister, CEO of Cadence. Consumer electronics, next 5-10 years, obviously we see a lot of consolidation in the business, but from the user standpoint, what's going to be different? What are some of the trends? Obviously, everyone wants their podcasting on their cell phones, which hopefully will be there. What does the future evolve? I mean, is the future in Asia? What's the next 5-10 years look like in your mind?
It is just so on fire. It's the coolest thing to watch. It's an intensely mixed signal, and then we barely scratch the surface of what we can do. We talk, translate, listen, integrate with video, or just the starts of it. And what we can do to enable that with fine lithography physics, where you can put 1 billion transistors, big pieces of memory. I think it's just going to make it ubiquitous. And a lot of that is with the wireless. Whatever kind of wireless, it doesn't matter to me whether it's 802.11 or WiMAX. Putting your radios on the corner of chips so that everything is enabled is the boon. The kids bought me an iPod 2 years ago, I never thought I would. I love that dumb thing. You know, it's a pleasure.
It is dumb. And if you think about it, it's not fully integrated to any networks. It's standalone.
It's simple, right? It's simple and so standalone that you just can't wait for it to come along and be highly integrated and connected. And so, you know, to me, and what you do, it's just so interesting to watch that. Even for a techie who doesn't have a lot of time, we can learn new tricks, and that's what we want to try to help the industry with.
Mike Pfister here at TICON on podtech.net. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Thanks. Appreciate it.